Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
Hello, dear love. This is Sonic from Incandescent. I heard you couldn't sleep, and I'm really sorry to hear that. But also, I'm not in a way because I'm glad you made it here, and this is part of your life's experience. This inability to sleep, well, I know it's something that seemed to plague me for most of my life. I get it can be tormenting, and I'm really sorry you're going through it, and it's my hope that by listening to this all the way until the end, that you won't even know the end happened. That truly is my goal, that by the end of this, you are sound asleep. But to get there, let's quiet the mind with a little bit of calm, relaxing conversation while you just let your body get however it would like to be. Listening truly to what it wants right now. And if that means it wants to move, darling, well, I hate to break it to you, but that's what it wants. Now, I'm not saying I'm right or wrong about anything. Any guidance I give throughout this, trust and know that it is your job, your role, and responsibility to truly listen to your own being. For we are each unique and have our own unique experiences of what it's like to experience whatever animal we're currently with and as. The human that you are temporarily experiencing yourself as. No, this is not for everyone, dear one. If you're here, you're listening because you are ready to move on from this. We wish to say both the words prison and prism at the same time, for they are one and the same in this meaning. In this experience we are sharing with one another, all shadows and light of each other. And this can seem so abstract, and some of our puzzle pieces prefer black and white, crystal clear, something in the physical world that makes them seem as though they understand and have control, however, that which we truly are. Is what really has the control, darling, whether you wish to call this God or whether you wish to call this self and anything in between. Invite your muscles to relax more deeply now, darling. Whatever you're doing, just say to them, hey, muscles, may you please relax a little bit more right now and see what they say to you. Listen by feeling. Let the body do and be what the body wants to do and be. What if you're not wrong for whether or not you've been sleeping? What if you are so powerful? What if you are indeed so powerful that because you as a collective believed that lack of sleep was bad and contributed muchly, greatly to bad, quote unquote, bad physical outcomes, that over time This became greatly convincing and real. What if it's possible you did that for your own experience, to wake yourself up? And that which some wish to call a simulation of their own design, a life of their own design, whatever phrase you wish to give it, the phrase does not matter. What if the contrast and duality you faced, you are capable of tracing back to how you, not this one tiny experience of you, the you that is beneath that, that always is. What if that you created a sort of jarring experience because it always knew we'd get here? To this point, to this place of remembering ourselves as each other. What if we needed this to remember, and yet, in order to still have a very realistic and fully real from our perspectives here, from these perspectives, ask anyone with an NDE. It's different on the other side. But as long as we're in here, in this beautiful, whatever you wish to call it, a shared dream, a shared heart, a shared love, a shared life, whatever it is, darling, perhaps we'll find out in this lifetime. Perhaps we'll let the mysteries continue on a little longer. Whatever it is will be that which we choose for our greatest good, in accordance with the greatest good of all and on behalf of the all. We are sorry it became necessary for many of us to wake up in the most jarring of ways. However, we promise and guarantee it is beyond worth it, or we wouldn't do this to ourselves. Darling, don't you remember how powerful we truly is? You are the light that the dawn breaks. The water that wakes. The breath that aches. For endless breath, more breathing, more breathing. You are that which you are. And may it not be bad or wrong that you haven't fallen asleep yet, if you haven't. May it be just a unique and interesting experience you are getting to have. No one else in this whole world got to be in this room where you are, listening to this audio as you are, in that perfect, unique body that you are currently experiencing, at that appearance of a specific time that you are listening. Except for you. It's only you that gets to have it. So maybe for this moment, perhaps, you could relax or invite yourself to relax a little bit more, knowing you are not alone. Nothing has forsaken you. There was a long dream of confusion, and now comes a dream of clarity and awakening. Together in our shared, that which we wish to call mind or consciousness or source, insert any language you prefer. Always, always making this your own, for it is, and your own unique puzzle piece that you play in this current iteration of you. It knows what's best for it, dear one. You know what's best for you. So ask yourself, does your body even want sleep for real right now? Or is it something you feel you should do? Get clear with your body. Body, what do you want? I'm hearing most of you will hear sleep. But some may not, and if that is you, listen to what you want and need. Taking great care of you, for it is the most valuable asset of all. For those of you whose bodies wish to continue, ask them, could you please relax more deeply? And see how they reply. These brilliant bodies know what to do when we let them. Let gravity be heavy on you. There is nothing to resist here, darling. If your eyes have not yet closed, invite the eyelids to grow heavy, making their way very slowly, perhaps closing and opening at your own pace until they feel too tired and simply must remain glued shut. You feel the weight of a deep love begin to wrap you up, as if all the love of your ancestors is flooding the room. All of the love that exists within your DNA that was passed down from your ancestors is all here with you, loving you. Cheering you on. They did not toil and struggle and suffer for nothing. They did it for you. You did it for you. All is well now. There is no going back. Together we have crossed a threshold. Together we are entering into new clarity. Experiment with your grander self. Invite it in and ask it to help you sleep. That which I am, will you please enter in to help me sleep now? If it is for my greatest good in accordance with the greatest good of all. And if not, please make clear that which is in this moment. Now, some of you may have remembered to do something or jot a note down. If any part of you broke away from this, come back now. Get heavy again. Eyelids so heavy. Body so deeply relaxed. What a beautiful house you have in this body. It is so unique and original, truly one of a kind. I wonder why you chose it so badly. I wonder why you wanted it so badly that you had to have it. You had to create countless other lives in order to get this model, this particular creature. How beautiful is that, darling? How beautiful are you? How beautiful are we? Now, I'm going to begin the sleep talk down. So, this is your last chance to take care of any pressing reasons to get out of bed, hitting pause if you need to, and coming back when you're ready. From here, you invite your body to become twice as heavy now. Feel as though the blankets you're under become heavier, almost as if they're giving you a warm embrace, like they love you so deeply, like they are all the love in the world, wrapping you up, holding you. Inviting you to relax 3 times as deeply now. Breath entering and exiting on its own accord. For you trust the breath as an offshoot of you, or is it the other way around? One never fully knows, not at this moment, no need to as you're falling asleep. In this moment, your only role, your only goal, is to relax and allow. Become heavy. Become relaxed. All is well, dear one. You are safe at long last. Although it feels like just yesterday, when you remember being in the most heavenly place. Almost as if it was just yesterday that you were simply love and the illusion of a place. And the illusion of a body and the illusion of a breath. Being and being until there's no being left. You are the tide pool. You are the shore. You are the deepest depths and so much more. Relax, dear perfect angel. Come back home to the love that exists within and around you. That is you. Let it light you up. Let it all be okay. Welcoming in that which we call sleep to enter now in the greatest way. For your highest and best, most loving good. You welcome in sleep now. You relax and you allow. Saying to that which we call sleep, I welcome you in the sweetest way from me. Hello, dear friend, that we call sleep. How well do you wish to be friends with me? Feel sleep loving and adoring you, wishing you'd receive it in, and feel how you trust sleep, and sleep trusts you, for you two are ancient friends. What if any resistance to sleep is merely a resistance to that which we have been calling sleep but isn't, for you know better, more truly, what it actually is. You let this be your own private special meaning, for it is unique to you, especially when you're dreaming. Your dreams are yours, and yours your own. Though our paths may cross ways in many, many times in many ways, in your dreams you are completely alone. It is all you. From a wooden floor to a telephone, there's nothing to fear. There is no separation. It is all you, dear one. So dream of great jubilation. Tonight, as you relax into yourself. You know you're not alone somehow, for you have your greater self, that which we wish to call our higher self. Or perhaps you use the phrase God or Source. Whatever name you choose, choose it happily. For, dear darling, the name is yours. You are one and the same with all your greatest dreams. They do not mean nothing, or else we wouldn't have this whole experience. This is as real gets. Let's watch. Observe, allow, and experience. Interacting with ourself in every single way. The greatest unfolding of the greatest game. You deserve to play this game in the grandest of riches. Your story will be one of going from rags to riches. From that which was called struggle to that which is deemed success. You will succeed. You are the best. You are the greatest. In your own world. And therefore you attract others who are as well. You are a circle. You never end. Relax and remember, my friend, these sweet dreams of awakening. Dreams of inner peace. Dreams of a brand new tomorrow. Where you have so much positive increase. Positive, radiant increase in your life. Of all that you've been seeking. For you deserve it. It is natural. There is no secret keeping. The gates are wide open now, as it's been many times before. You walk through these gates as you sleep, slumber, and snore. Let the skies open wide. Let the stars beam down from overhead. Receive the light. Fill yourself up with it. For you are the stars, the sun, and the moon. The greatest red rose. You are Mars and Neptune. And the greatest tune, the greatest melody that you've ever heard, darling. That was you, don't you see? It's okay. We have something better in store once we remember, once we explore who we truly are. We usher in peace. Starting with our own lives. That's how it has to be. Don't you see, darling, that's how it has to be for everyone else is also you. So if you are always focusing on them, you're giving off the energy of needing focus to be on others. And yet, the irony is, they're you. There is nothing wrong you can do. Just whatever you do, make sure you feel good as you do it. That's what you deserve and why you knew it would be worth building this life. This castle of your own design, no matter how it may appear now. Appearances are not always what they seem. And there is always a further. So tonight, while you dream, may you welcome in your God, your love, your source. May you merge in physical embrace, feeling uplifted for sure, for certain. For all of time, for all of space. Dear one, darling, may you find union tonight in this very place. May you feel as though you've married the stars, the sun, and the moon. Married yourself. Made yourself swoon with the beauty of you and all that you are, dazzling greatly, you bright, shining star who so deserves the greatest night's sleep. A sleep that leads to epic awakenings. Tonight, while you sleep, you receive. You are lining up with all that you desire. You cannot get it wrong. Relax and fly higher. Merging into your perfect dream world now. Merging in and remembering all is blessed now. We may not know how, but what if we made it that way? For endless glory and pleasant surprises coming our way. We will now be channeling a series of messages that will then end up on repeat to help you drift off and activate these energies even more completely. Begin. Where you begin. Be here now. We are more than enough now. We are complete in ourselves. We are strong. We are capable. We allow the magic of our greater selves to guide the way, letting us know it's not magic at all, but rather necessary, natural. It is part of nature for miracles to unfold everywhere you go. Miracles are your friend. They are a part of your energy that is always active and always taking place. You may appreciate all miracles as you. How incredible to be this loved, regardless of how it may temporarily appear. But we can trust if we made entire lifetimes of experiences, we must have a very good reason. We must love to do it time and time again, or the appearance of it anyway. Why did we come here? Who can we be now? How can we express, explore, discover, find, and continue to be the freest, greatest beings. That have ever yet existed. Given this current awareness of time, how can we usher ourselves into something more, something even greater? New and unexplored, we are the explorers of the new age. Welcoming in greater love in greater ways. We embody love in all our days and in all our ways. For truly, it's all that is. If we choose for that to be all there is, it's a choice we make collectively now. We feel each other making it. Anyhow. So relax and enjoy, dear one. Entering into the perfect slumber for you. One that changes your life for the better. With countless miracles unfolding around with and for you, now, begin where you begin. Be here now. We are more than enough now. We are complete in ourselves. We are strong. We are capable. We allow the magic of our greater selves to guide the way, letting us know it's not magic at all, but rather necessary. Natural, it is part of nature for miracles to unfold everywhere you go. Miracles are your friend. They are a part of your energy that is always active and always taking place. You may appreciate all miracles as you. How incredible to be this loved, regardless of how it may temporarily appear. But we can trust if we made entire lifetimes of experiences, we must have a very good reason. We must love to do it time and time again, or the appearance of it anyway. Why did we come here? Who can we be now? How can we express, explore, discover, find, and continue to be the freest, greatest, beings that have ever yet existed, given this current awareness of time. How can we usher ourselves into something more, something even greater? New and unexplored. We are the explorers of the new age, welcoming in greater love in greater ways. We embody love in all our days and in all our ways. For truly, it's all that is. If we choose for that to be all there is, it's a choice we make collectively now. We feel each other making it anyhow. So relax and enjoy, dear one, entering into the perfect slumber for you, one that changes your life for the better, with countless miracles unfolding around, with, and for you now. Begin. Where you begin. Be here now. We are more than enough now. We are complete in ourselves. We are strong. We are capable. We allow the magic of our greater selves to guide the way, letting us know it's not magic at all, but rather necessary. Natural, it is part of nature for miracles to unfold everywhere you go. Miracles are your friend. They are a part of your energy that is always active and always taking place. You may appreciate all miracles as you. How incredible to be this loved, regardless of how it may temporarily appear. But we can trust, if we made entire lifetimes of experiences, we must have a very good reason. We must love to do it time and time again, or the appearance of it anyway. Why did we come here? Who can we be now? How can we express, explore, discover, find, and continue to be the freest, greatest beings that have ever yet existed. Given this current awareness of time, how can we usher ourselves into something more, something even greater? New and unexplored, we are the explorers of the new age, welcoming in greater love in greater ways. We embody love in all our days and in all our ways. For truly, it's all that is. If we choose for that to be all there is, it's a choice we make collectively now. We feel each other making it, anyhow. So relax and enjoy, dear one, entering into the perfect slumber for you, one that changes your life for the better, with countless miracles unfolding around, with, and for you, now. Begin. Where you begin. Be here now. We are more than enough now. We are complete in ourselves. We are strong. We are capable. We allow the magic of our greater selves to guide the way, letting us know it's not magic at all, but rather necessary. Natural, it is part of nature for miracles to unfold everywhere you go. Miracles are your friend. They are a part of your energy that is always active and always taking place. You may appreciate all miracles as you. How incredible to be this loved, regardless of how it may temporarily appear. But we can trust, if we made entire lifetimes of experiences, we must have a very good reason. We must love to do it time and time again, or the appearance of it anyway. Why did we come here? Who can we be now? How can we express, explore, discover, find, and continue to be the freest, greatest beings that have ever yet existed. Given this current awareness of time, how can we usher ourselves into something more, something even greater? New and unexplored, we are the explorers of the new age, welcoming in greater love in greater ways. We embody love in all our days and in all our ways. For truly, it's all that is. If we choose for that to be all there is, it's a choice we make collectively now. We feel each other making it, anyhow. So relax and enjoy, dear one, entering into the perfect slumber for you, one that changes your life for the better, with countless miracles unfolding around, with, and for you, now. Begin. Where you begin. Be here now. We are more than enough now. We are complete in ourselves. We are strong. We are capable. We allow the magic of our greater selves to guide the way, letting us know it's not magic at all, but rather necessary. Natural, it is part of nature for miracles to unfold everywhere you go. Miracles are your friend. They are a part of your energy that is always active and always taking place. You may appreciate all miracles as you. How incredible to be this loved, regardless of how it may temporarily appear. But we can trust, if we made entire lifetimes of experiences, we must have a very good reason. We must love to do it time and time again, or the appearance of it anyway. Why did we come here? Who can we be now? How can we express, explore, discover, find and continue to be the freest, greatest beings that have ever yet existed. Given this current awareness of time, how can we usher ourselves into something more, something even greater? New and unexplored, we are the explorers of the new age, welcoming in greater love in greater ways. We embody love in all our days and in all our ways. For truly, it's all that is. If we choose for that to be all there is, it's a choice we make collectively now. We feel each other making it anyhow. So relax and enjoy, dear one, entering into the perfect slumber for you, one that changes your life for the better, with countless miracles unfolding around, with, and for you now. Begin. Where you begin. Be here now. We are more than enough now. We are complete in ourselves. We are strong. We are capable. We allow the magic of our greater selves to guide the way, letting us know it's not magic at all, but rather necessary. Natural, it is part of nature for miracles to unfold everywhere you go. Miracles are your friend. They are a part of your energy that is always active and always taking place. You may appreciate all miracles as you. How incredible to be this loved, regardless of how it may temporarily appear. But we can trust, if we made entire lifetimes of experiences, we must have a very good reason. We must love to do it time and time again, or the appearance of it anyway. Why did we come here? Who can we be now? How can we express, explore, discover, find, and continue to be the freest, greatest beings that have ever yet existed. Given this current awareness of time, how can we usher ourselves into something more, something even greater? New and unexplored, we are the explorers of the new age, welcoming in greater love in greater ways. We embody love in all our days and in all our ways. For truly, it's all that is. If we choose for that to be all there is, it's a choice we make collectively now. We feel each other making it, anyhow. So relax and enjoy, dear one, entering into the perfect slumber for you, one that changes your life for the better, with countless miracles unfolding around with and for you now.